Les colloques du Collège de France.
Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Nous allons démarrer ce colloque. D'ailleurs, je vais passer en anglais puisque c'est un colloque international. Et donc, les présentations seront en anglais. J'en ai pas parlé avec les présentateurs, mais on peut prendre les questions en français aussi et les traduire, mais les réponses seront en anglais. So welcome everyone, welcome to this symposium, trying to develop our thinking about functional landscape ecology and its usefulness as a science to support thinking about a resilient and sustainable future. So I'll first start with some background, just to scope where we are. Our focus is landscapes. These are ecological and social units, which we will consider here to cover the span of tens to hundreds of square kilometers. They're shaped by biophysical factors and land use. And the focus of the study of landscapes is their spatial and temporal variability. Usually we study landscapes as mosaics of patches, the different land uses, the different land covers, ecosystems that one can observe in a landscape such as the one in the painting here, focusing on the dynamics of various patches considered as homogeneous ecological units. The background to this science is a branch of scientific ecology, which developed in the 1980s, landscape ecology, which aims to describe the patterns of landscapes in space and crucially to understand processes that determine their biodiversity and their functioning. So in the seminal book by Monica Turner and Bob Gardner, landscape ecology is defined to cover four main directions: the description and understanding of spatial heterogeneity and its determinants, the dynamics of this heterogeneity in response to natural and human factors, how this heterogeneity then shapes interactions between spatial configuration and ecological processes, and the feedback loops between spatial configuration and ecological processes, and a deliberate focus on processes at multiple scales that shape landscape structure and dynamics. So this symposium today is about landscape functional ecology, which I define as studying the interest of studying patterns and processes of response and effects of landscape structure on biodiversity and ecosystem functioning, with a deliberate link to species characteristics, species functional traits, determining how spatial variation is structured, how landscape scale biodiversity responds to various drivers, and how this in turn influences ecosystem processes. Landscape functional ecology has an interest in these spatial dynamics, but very much as well on temporal trajectories. In this symposium, we're going to explore what functional ecology can comprise and can develop as, focusing on four main questions. A first set of talk will look at the mechanisms through which landscape spatial structure influences species persistence and adaptation under changing climate and human pressures. Then we will look at the interactions between the ecological interactions and feedbacks at different scales between spatial structure, species distributions, species functioning, and ecosystem functioning. This afternoon, we will have an interesting preview in terms of some of the latest technology that can support the monitoring of ongoing change in landscapes and their functioning and pathways to a sustainable future. And then we will end by considering how social ecological resilience can be strengthened for nature-based adaptation to climate change. We have nine speakers today who will cover these different themes. and I invite you to listen to their presentations. Each presentation will be followed by questions from the public. So please welcome our participants today. So I will give the chair to Peter Battari, who will chair this first session now.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.